Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. We're taping for 88.9 WLRY, the farm page. Well, it's Mother's Day weekend, and I thought, how cool would it be to kind of find somebody who's got a year, 1 year of experience under their belt, and who I've watched grow up through the Fairfield County 4-H FFA programs, and I see this young mom giving back. I have Leanna Bachman with me today. Welcome to the farm page. Leanna, it's great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me, Connie.
Yeah. So I kind of watched you, you know, 4-H, FFA. Many people are going to remember you from showing pigs at the county fair. And now you're back on the Swine Show Committee, probably one of the largest shows at our county fair. As a young mom and somebody, you know, kind of an alum of both of those programs, why do you feel so strongly about giving back to community?
Well, I always enjoyed and appreciated all of the opportunities that I had as a junior fair exhibitor through 4-H and then through FFA within Fairfield County. And it was always important for me to feel passionate about an industry such as the swine industry and department. And I thought to myself, you know, we always hear about giving back, but as a junior exhibitor, to have the opportunities that I had, and then now on the flip side, to continue to be able to promote those opportunities for the young people in Fairfield County, not only through the shows that we offer at the Fairfield County Fair, but increasing that experience, whether it's improving on the actual show day, the projects that you're offering within the department, awards that the department is able to give back to those exhibitors. I just think that's so important in the growth of our young exhibitors, for them to be able to learn and experience, you know, something like this in the county.
Right.
And what great opportunities I had that have led me, you know, to where I am today.
Right. Well, I remember you last year. You know, for those of you who don't remember, all those shows were being broadcast live, and for the first time ever, Fairfield County Fair had a brother-sister team as judges, and that brother-sister team were just excellent as far as talking to kids, helping kids understand, telling kids what they were looking for, and I gotta tell you, Leanna, it was the enthusiasm you had for what that they were teaching in the ring that really made me think about, you get that whole giving back, you get that whole teaching, and you get why it's important that every kid in the ring has a chance. And I think you were one that really helped us spearhead the effort to make swine showmanship available to many more exhibitors by changing the time, changing the day. So I commend you for, you know, that vision to make things better. And I think that speaks very highly of our youth programming and those alums that we have in the pipeline. So thanks for that. Let's change gears. Slightly over a year ago, you know, you and your husband added a new addition to your family, and outside of being an alum and being married, you added the title mom. Tell me about your son, Colton.
Well, Colton is the greatest joy in my life thus far. If Sam's listening, he'll take a laugh because he thought that was his title until a year ago. Colton just turned 1 year on April 30th, and what a year. I mean, so much has changed. Never did I think I was going to bring in my firstborn child during a pandemic, but here we are, and we're making it through, and it's just been within a crazy year and what could be deemed as, you know, one of the worst years was really the best year.
Exactly.
For me, because I got to welcome Colton into the world and experience so many new firsts.
Yeah. So tell me, when you talk about welcoming during the pandemic year, I'm assuming even the birth of your son was a little different because probably no one was allowed to be there. Am I correct?
It was very different. Yeah. So just that whole experience, it's not what I imagined. You know, mm-hmm. I imagine going to the hospital, you know, Sam and I welcoming our son and then having family come in shortly after, you know, experiencing that with them. And there was none of that.
Right.
You know, we packed our bags, headed to the hospital one morning. And if we forgot something at home, we weren't allowed to leave. It had to wait, or we, you know, we could have it dropped off at the front office, but nobody was allowed at the hospital with us. And really, you know, they warned you when you left, say, hey, be careful, you know, about who you're, really bringing in because of, at that time, you know, we didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
So we were kind of in our own little bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess I didn't think about the fact that you that Sam couldn't leave. I guess that didn't register with me that you guys, whatever you had with you was what you were going to keep there and nobody going back home to get anything or nobody coming in. So as we talk about that first year and, you know, the birth and getting through all that, as a new mom, what would have been some of your first, I guess maybe favorite experiences with Colton?
Oh, well, it's so hard because the first year is, you know, filled with so many firsts, really, and so many new things that you've never experienced, and so many fun things, too, like funny, I mean, laughing, hearing Colton laugh for the first time and really letting out a giggle. It's really hard to put your finger down on one, but I think I keep coming back to the first time he said mom or mom, it just really melts your heart. And just seeing my husband step into his new role too as dad, it's just, they are two peas in a pod. and it is so cute to see them together. And Sam will always ask me, what are you smiling about? And I was like, I can smile at you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it just really melts my heart.
Oh, sweet thing. That's so, that what great, you know, that's just the thing that you want to hear. And tell me this, I assume, you know, you both had some time together. What was the hardest part to adjust yourselves to bringing that third person, making yourself a family? Did you find some things, you know, like giving up the freedom, the independence, was that hard to adjust to?
I think so. I'm a very independent woman, and my my husband will be the first to tell you that. Giving up the independence, almost feeling guilty when you need to step away for yourself because you time is extremely important. One of my coworkers says you can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
So like you need to take care of yourself as well. And I think that rings very, very true. And there's a whole other host of things that were hard to adjust to. You know, I elected to breastfeed, and that was a challenge in itself. So always feeling like you had to be attached or what have you. It was hard adjusting, especially those first 2 weeks, being a first-time mom, bringing a baby into the world during a pandemic, breastfeeding, all of the challenges. I think the hardest challenge even still today is you always have to give yourself more time than you think is going to need it. You're going to need in order to get ready to go somewhere.
I'm sure.
It's inevitable where you're like, I got it planned down to the minute. I got it. We're going to be on time. And then you end up 15 minutes late because somebody needed a diaper change before you had to go.
I understand. So. I can completely understand that. Let me ask you this question, and I ask this in all seriousness, because I know you've had lots of great joys in your life, and there's been times things weren't so great, but did you ever imagine, like, in your whole world that you could have this little baby and you could look at this little fella and just realize that you have, your heart has just melted around this one little guy? I mean, did you ever just look at him and say, how in the world did I live my life without you?
I mean, I ask myself that every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought I could love anyone more than I love my husband. You know,
yeah, right.
You know, you say your vows, you're living life together, and then you welcome a baby into the world, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I love my husband to death, but right. I love Colton even more.
Yeah, I think people will understand that. I think people understand that, you know, you can love your spouse to death, but when that baby comes into the world, it's just like the best of you two combined. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah.
And it's a different type of love, you know?
Exactly.
But I think a lot of people, and, you know, everybody with a child will understand that.
I'm sure they will. So I got to ask you this. You know, we talk about, it's Mother's Day weekend, and you know, you kind of celebrated Mother's Day in a very quiet way last year, you know, probably socially distanced. A lot of things were a little different in our world, but do you have any advice, like, for new moms as the world starts to open up to them just a little bit? I would have to think one thing that you might think was kind of cool was having the time to be home with your child and the outside world just kind of stopped.
Yeah, it was really nice. I was lucky enough to have 3 months from work to be able to be with him and have those first 3 months, which I'll never get back.
Right.
Which, one, that's the biggest advice that I have. Take that time if you're able to raise your child, especially, you know, even if it's the first couple months or whatever it is, or you're at a point in your life where you're able to step away and just take that time. That's time that you're never going to get back. I, for one, like I said earlier, I'm very independent, stubborn, you know, I can do it by myself kind
right.
of thing, but I realized through this first year that I can't, and it really does take an army to raise a little one. And so my advice would be, if you have a support system, to really lean on them and don't be afraid to ask for help. I have a great support system, and they're always willing to jump in whenever they're needed. So I think that's the biggest blessing of all, to have help and family and a support system outside of family
right.
in order to help. And it's not just with your kid. You know, moms, and me especially, tend to forget about themselves sometimes. Like, you know, I became a mom and everything was about Colton, and sometimes you forget that you're important too, and it's good to step back and say, okay, I need me time, and to be able to just let loose, you know, even if it's for an hour or two.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing a picture of you and your sweet mama on horses in an orchard, and there was a caption about you know, first time back in the saddle for a while. And I knew then when I saw that picture, if you didn't know it, your mom knew enough to get you away for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's great because that's a stress reliever for me.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own stress relief. And I couldn't tell you what was happening at that time.
Yeah.
But I'm now know, looking back, that I needed that time away.
Yeah.
And it was great because then I came back refreshed, and
yep.
I was able to be, you know, the best person, when I came back.
Yeah, yeah. And the best mama. Well, I got a feeling, Leanna, you are a pretty good mama in your own right. Every day, I'm sure that child just makes you smile. And it's certainly been a pleasure to welcome you to the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page. And especially on this Mother's Day weekend, for those who are listening, you know, even if it isn't Mother's Day weekend, please take a listen to this interview and realize that we're all moms at heart. We all need a little space for us. And I am so thrilled to have Leanna Bachman with me today. Thanks for your time, Leanna, and enjoy those special memories. I'm sure there'll be more in year two.
Yep. Thanks, Connie, and happy Mother's Day to everyone listening.
Thanks, Leanna.